are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and I'm so excited to get to sit down with our very special guest. Our guest is the owner of the awesome little cigar shop, Jason Pitts, in downtown Decatur. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us.
We have so much to talk about, but before we jump into our interview, let's talk about a favorite Southern treat in our cheese straw segment. So Jason, can you explain what a cheese straw is to us?
I actually don't know a whole lot about cheese straws. I've had a few. They're pretty good, but I don't really know a whole lot about cheese straws, unfortunately.
Well, do you have another Southern favorite treat since we're getting closer to the holidays? What is your choice?
Southern favorite treat? Maybe like sweet potato casserole at Thanksgiving. Ooh. And Christmas.
Oh, yeah, with all the brown sugar on top.
I'm gotta have the brown sugar, the peanuts, the marshmallows. Gotta have all of that, like all the sweet stuff.
And all the butter, like,
oh, yeah,
you know, lumping in the little pockets. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Nobody quite made it like my aunt did, but my aunt Evelyn made the best sweet potato casserole. And although as hard as mom and everybody else would try, it's just not quite as good as hers.
Not the same, huh?
Not the same.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself and the history of the Little Cigar Shop.
Yeah. So, we bought the Little Cigar Shop last July. We were members there before. It used to be called Sip Cigar Lounge. It was a members-only lounge, my wife and I. Anyway, we bought it in July of last year with the intention to make an art supply store and an art studio out of it. However, my friends that were all members twisted my arm and made me keep it open. And here we are a year and a half later, and we're doing very well.
That is excellent. So what makes your cigar shop unique compared to other similar businesses in the area?
Well, we are open to the public, so we don't have the members only access. So as long as you are buying a glass of wine or a cigar, you're welcome to stay and enjoy it with us. We do offer about 175 to 200 facings at any given time of cigars, and about 150 different types of wine at any given time. So we do have, it's a really small shop, and that's why we named it the Little Cigar Shop. But we do have quite a bit of product packed into a little area.
It's so cute, though.
I like to think so.
Uh-huh. Yep. You have a great selection of all kinds of different wines, too, as well, don't you?
I do. Yeah. So we can do wine by the glass or by the bottle. So if you and your girlfriends want to come out and enjoy just a glass of wine outside on the patio and you don't have a whole lot of time, you just have one glass, we can do that. Or if you're going to be there for an hour or so and you can split a bottle. So it's kind of nice to be able to do both. And then for the people who want to enjoy a cigar, again, you can buy it and take it with you, buy it as a gift, or you can sit at the shop and smoke it there. And it's usually a pretty good crowd of people hanging out to have good conversations. So,
and also you do something special on Saturdays, right?
We do a mimosa bar every Saturday from 10 to 2. We have four different juices that we have to choose from, usually like cranberry, peach, pineapple, and orange juice. Then we'll do, six or eight different fresh fruits that are freshly cut, freshly bought, and we'll have those where I'll pour the alcohol, and then you're welcome to make your mimosa however you want it. It's just an open bar, so it's kind of fun.
It is fun. I always love that. So has that helped? This is just kind of a curious question. Has that helped your Saturday business, your morning business?
Yeah, absolutely, especially during football season, because we as Southerners, we like our football, Roll Tide or War Eagle, whichever side of the fence you sit on. But it seems like the downtown area is pretty slow on game days. So the mimosas have really helped bring out a crowd. We're very excited about that, and we hope to continue with some of the other local businesses to help pick up things to do on game day downtown. So stay tuned.
I love that. So with that, with the partnerships, I know you're part of the Downtown Decatur Merchants Business Association as well. So how has that helped impact your business and the local community? And I know you just had a networking event, and that was so much fun as well.
Yeah, being part of the DDMBA, the Business Merchants Association, it's been relatively new to me, but I feel like it's a good thing because, when you're going to the council or to the city to try to get either things changed or you want to have events or whatever you're looking to do, it's better to have a collective voice instead of just one individual, you know, saying, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this. You're going to get a lot more attention when you have a bigger voice. And so that's kind of what they're there for. In the past couple of months, we've really been working hard on redefining the bylaws and what the association is and what it does and how we can make a better impact for all of our business merchants, the owners and operators to get more impact from the association to their business. So we're really excited to see what the next couple of months look like. We're doing a membership drive right now for any of the downtown merchants that aren't associated. We'd like to get your membership going, and I can show you what all the association can do.
So Downtown Decatur hosts lots of events and festivals throughout the year. Can you share some of your favorite moments or experiences as a shop owner during these events, maybe particularly during Mardi Gras?
Yeah, Mardi Gras is probably the biggest event downtown. At least it's my favorite. I am a little biased. I was Mardi Gras King a couple of years ago. I was King
yes,
10.
Yes, you were. So, congratulations still.
Thank you. Also, I said on the board at the Carnegie and also on the committee for the, you know, that puts the parade on. Mm-hmm. So I've worked with the parade and the Carnegie Carnival event for, I guess, 5 years or 6 years now. So that one's kind of near and dear to my heart. We love to see that many people come out to downtown. It really brings people in. And, you know, while we don't see a lot of foot traffic that day, what it does is the exposure that those downtown events have, especially like the third Fridays. You know, one coming up will be this week, would be last week when you guys hear this podcast, but the Dia de los Muertos, you know, those are great events to just get people downtown to see. We actually do have a really nice downtown. It's, you know, it's not anything to be ashamed of. You know, we have a good crowd of people that come out. And so we like those downtown events because it gets people down there to see our store. They may not come in, that's okay, but they'll remember that we're there.
Well, we definitely appreciate all of the hard work that goes into events such as that. I think a lot of people don't realize what it takes to pull everybody together and make all of these events happen and all of the details that go into it. So thank you so much for your volunteering to help with that event and your investment in downtown. So let's talk a little bit more about cigars. So how do you curate your cigar selection to cater to the diverse tastes and preferences of your customers? Have you adjusted too over the last year?
I have. We've kind of adjusted everything since we started. So when I first got started, like I said, I didn't really necessarily want to be in the cigar game.
but here you are.
But here I am, right? I had smoked cigars for 15 years prior. So it was a hobby that I had partook in for quite a while. So I was kind of familiar with cigars and how they tasted, but the very first thing I did was just bring in everything that I smoked because I knew those were good because I liked them. And worst case scenario, if nobody bought them, then I could just smoke them and it wouldn't, you know, no harm, no foul.
Not a bad gig.
So over the, you know, that was like the first month then. And so as people started coming in, they were asking for specific things. And so you bring those in and then, hey, what are you looking for? You kind of define, based on what your customer is looking for, what they're asking for. You know, if they want, we have a lot of people that like shorter cigars because they're sitting across the street at Josie's or next door at Moe's and they're having a beer with friends and they don't have, you know, an hour, hour and a half. So we have a lot of small cigars that are 30-minute cigars. We've moved from a heavier, fuller cigar, which is what I smoke. We have a lot of lighter options now because we're starting to get a lot of foot traffic in for new cigar smokers. And it's kind of, the lighter cigars are easier for new cigars guys to smoke and to pick up on and start enjoying the habit. So where I didn't have all that in the beginning, we do now.
You also have a great patio, which you can find you sometimes at, right?
Yes.
It's such a cute space.
I like to sit on the patio because it's so beautiful outside and enjoy this weather we've had the last couple of weeks. It's very uncommon for Alabama to have a fall, actually. We like to sit out on the patio. Last night we had a full house, like 20 something people on the patio. So I mean, it was wow. Pretty crazy. It was very nice. A big group came over from the ACA. They had a choral concert. They walked over, had some wine, And, you know, you don't have to smoke a cigar to come to the little cigar shop. We have wine and we have plenty of people to talk to and just a good place to hang out and enjoy your time.
Well, it's such a great space. I mean, you just walk in and it just brings you in and all the bottles of wine and the cigar boxes. It's just like, it's a whole vibe. So you talked a little bit about this, but I think there's like this whole shift of like cigar culture. So can you kind of explain what draws people to cigars and the experience of enjoying them? So I know it's that and wine and bourbon, and it's like a whole thing now.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It is a culture. You know, Steve Harvey says it best, and he says that, you know, cigars are his meditation because it forces you to slow down and it forces you to like be in the moment. You know, if you smoke a cigar too fast, it's going to get hot and you're probably going to get sick. You're not going to have a good time. If you smoke it too slow, you know, you're kind of, well, that's okay. You can relight it, but you'll have to relight the cigar. So you kind of get this like timing down, right? So it's just a motion that's going on, but it forces you to slow down and be in the moment and, to experience the people that are around you and the things that are around you, you know, whether sometimes we watch the games, but you know, Monday through Friday, TV's probably not on. People are just sitting around either reading or having conversation. We talk about anything from how to solve the world's problems. I think we can probably do that at a cigar lounge.
Heard it all.
Yeah, we've heard it all, right? We can do anything. You know, there's grief counseling, marriage counseling, everything kind of goes on in a cigar lounge. And we are not prepared to answer any of those questions or licensed or anything like that. But we try to be there and listen.
Yeah, but, you're like, but here's another glass of wine.
Here's another glass of wine. We'll just stay. We'll get to the bottom of this. But you're correct. There is a whole cigar culture, and it's, you know, the tools that go around cutting a cigar and lighting a cigar and maintaining a cigar, your humidors on storing them, the different types of cigars. A lot of people collect cigars. I have started a small collection, you know, now. So there's the whole, like, the rarity of certain cigars and how to get those. And so that's like even a subculture you can get into. Everybody asks about Cuban cigars. They're not illegal to have, but they're illegal for me to sell. So I don't sell them, but I do collect them. So when I go overseas or whatever, you're allowed to bring them back. So I do have a collection of some of those. So you have that subculture. It really is very, very broad. And I didn't realize how broad that culture was until I went to the PCA show, which is the Premium Cigar Association show in Vegas this year. Hmm. We went in July, and you know, there was probably 6,000 or 8,000 people there with maybe 500 or 600 vendors. It was a week long show, wow. And it was just wow! Like, it was overwhelming to smoke a cigar with that many people, you know, because it's like this family really got big really fast. And, you know,
wow.
While I'm okay in crowds, that was quite a few.
a lot of things happening, huh?
A lot of things going on at one time.
So what kind of tips would you give individuals who are maybe interested in starting their own small business in such a tight-knit community? And I know the downtown area is also really growing. You're going to have a new hotel opening fairly soon, and you've got a Alabama Center for the Arts Community College as well. So what are some of your tips?
You know, I think Decatur has a lot of great resources for people who want to start businesses with, you know, John Joseph at the E-Center has mm-hmm. a lot of good programs going on that are there. Also, yeah. You could join up with the DDMBA and get a lot of advice and different things there. But the best thing about Decatur is the people. So just ask questions. If you're ready to start, you know, if you want to start a business, the best thing to do is just go around to all the business owners and ask questions. From my experience, everybody's been very open and honest, and we want the downtown to grow. We want more businesses down there. So we try to say, hey, you know, like welcome you into the family anyway. So nobody's like kind of withholding on information, you know, it's mm-hmm. very open. So just come and ask the questions and we'll get you helped out. But I would say if you're going to try to start a business in downtown Decatur, you're probably going to want to do that pretty quick because like you said, downtown is growing and we're yep. excited about that. So get in on the action before it takes off and leaves everybody.
Well, they can come sit with you and have a glass of wine and a cigar. How about that?
That is absolutely true.
Figure out how all this should work.
We will answer the world's problems together.
So one last question. What's in store for the future of the Little Cigar Shop, and what can we look forward to in the next coming months or years?
Yeah. So next, we're looking to build a bar upstairs. So right now, the only way that we have to pour is just, you know, by the glass, and then we pour out of, you know, countertops right now. So it doesn't look as professional as it could or as good as we want it to. I think it does fine for what it is. We get the job done, but we want it to look a little, have a different look and a different vibe to it. So upstairs, we want to build a bar. We are working with the city to change some ordinances. So hopefully we can carry some beer and liquor options as well.
Awesome.
We also want to do a walkout balcony on the second floor. We're working with some architects right now to kind of see if we can get that done and have this whole New Orleans look to the outside of the building.
I love it.
With the walkout, it'd be perfect for Mardi Gras. You know, people will be wanting to rent that space, that, you know, to reserve it for those parades. But we think it's going to be really cool. We hope to get all this done over the next year and a half or so. But we've come a long way in a short amount of time, and we have a long way to go. So you guys stay tuned to what we got. We're not going to stop.
Next. Not going to stop.
Not going to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, right?
That's right.
Well, I love that. So we're going to continue with our last segment, Did You Know? In this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked Jason to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that you probably have never heard of before.
You know, I really struggled with this one because I'm a pretty open person, so all my friends kind of know everything, you know. One thing you probably don't know is I'm a little weird with my food. I guess my diet is kind of weird. I'm a pescatarian, so I only eat chicken and fish, but I also don't like different textures on my food. So I know it sounds weird, but let's just think about a BLT. I don't eat the pork anyway, but I would pull the bacon off the sandwich before I ate it because I don't like the bread going into something hard. So don't put chips on my sandwich. My wife puts chips on her sandwich. I don't know how people do that, but I don't. Yeah, it's just the different textures of food. I'm just a little weird, and I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat red meat or pork.
No textures for you, huh?
No textures. Textures are fine. Just don't mix them.
I know a couple of people like that. They don't want anything touching on their plate at all. It has to be separate.
Yeah, I know people who just put all their food together. It's okay if you do it, but I just don't want to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to judge you. I would prefer not to.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We've enjoyed you so much and learning a little bit more about the cigar shop. It's been fun to watch you grow and expand your business, and I can't wait to see what's up for you next. So also, how can people keep up with you? Can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, follow us on social media. We're the Little Cigar Shop on Instagram and Facebook. Just a clarification, I actually don't do anything with Facebook, but my wife does. So you can follow her on Instagram, but I have our on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram because I keep up with that one.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.